Now, I had a situation last week which caused me a lot of grief, and I made my mind up there and then that I was going to make it into a testimony and bring good out of it. And in the first, I want to read a couple of scriptures first of all, which I read, which really spoke to me, and it's, "In the world you will have trouble, but cheer up, I have overcome the world." And that's John 16, verse 33. And in John 14, verse 27, "I'm leaving you peace. I'm giving you my peace. I don't give you the kind of peace that the world gives, so don't be troubled or cowardly." I found that really did speak to me. I truly love God, and this love I've developed through God's word. As I read or I listen, I feel him communicating with me, and I feel strength. And I've built up a fantastic measure of faith I never knew existed. Through this faith, I've been able to manifest this peace that Jesus has given us. What I have learned through experience is that I need to stay focused on God's word. Satan creeps around like a roaring lion, ready to disrupt your life. He does this by attacking your soul, mind, will, and emotions. Last Sunday morning, I set off for an appointment to go to the gym at Sheffield. Basically, the road that I had to go onto from the motorway had been closed off. There was a marathon. Now, I don't know Sheffield at all. And for the next half hour, I was struggling to find my way back to the main road. I just had to go the way that the diversion took me. But after that, there were nothing to say, well, diverted this way or whatever, so I just didn't have a clue where I was. Now, in a matter of seconds, you see, I just panicked. I was literally in the flesh. So, I mean, when you're in the flesh, everything goes wrong. I became nervous, tearful, with thoughts of how I was in an area where all I could see, well, I couldn't see any English people, that's my main thing. I couldn't see anything I could approach, and I felt vulnerable. And then my legs started to feel weak and shaky, which is the worst thing in this world I can do for this, you know, like that. So I was in a stress. So, of course, this was just building up and building up. So then I thought to myself, I'll never make it to church. And I'd got myself ringing my mum up and saying, "Mum, I can't go today. I'm absolutely worn out. Grace and Andrew will have to take you." And well, I was well and truly in the flesh, which was a road to ruin. So what I actually did, I thought, right, no matter how you feel, you've got to speak the truth, speak. So I sat there and prayed, and I said to God, "God, I need you to get me out of this. I need you to bring that peace that you've given me back to me. I have every faith that you will get me out of this." Now, I came across two English people a bit further along down the road, thank you, God, and I stopped and got directions. Well, eventually I got back onto the main road where I knew. Well, I was in a battle of the flesh. I was still trying to get to the gym. This bloke told me I'd got to park my car up and then walk quite a way to go. Well, by that time, I just thought, I didn't know what to do. I literally turned around, and then I just decided to come back home. And I thought, well, my main focus now is to get to church. I needed to get to church, because if I'd have carried on in the flesh, I'd prayed to God, and I'd got back to the main road. So I was thanking God for that. So what I'm trying to say is how difficult it can be. If you allow that flesh to take over, you won't hear God. You won't hear that Holy Spirit inside you directing you. You'll just go further on the road. And I'd like to read it in Genesis 1, verse 27. This really spoke to me as well, because last week Andrew quoted this and it really did ring at me. Because God is saying, God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created him. Now, this is telling us that God wants us to walk with him. He wants to talk to us and communicate with us. Now, we have to have a relationship with God, which comes when you are born again. If you read Genesis, which I've been reading about, and it really is about the fall of man, Adam and Eve, and how they, you know, sin was first sort of let in, because they actually had a conversation with the devil, basically, and so they knew the difference between sin and, well, there was in the flesh. Anyway, if you read that, that will really, it should really speak to you. Jesus' death completely remitted sin. So what I'm trying to say now is that through God, Jesus died on the cross. So now we have a choice. We can act in the flesh or we can act with God. And that is a blessing to us, because I've got two choices. I was in that situation, I'm born again. So I'd got to feed that Holy Spirit inside me with prayer and faith. And I got my way back home and I got to church and I really enjoyed it. I'd been feeling stressed, and by the time I thought, well, the best place I can be is church. So I just thought, well, I'm going to stay focused with that. So, well, what I wanted to do is get across to you really how the Spirit and Satan, you've got two battles here, which you have to know the right way to go. Because I'm reading the Bible and everything like that, that is building up strength in me and where I want to focus. Now then, there's something else as well, which I did. This is quite funny, this, because, well, I'm saying it's funny. It's God was started speaking to me, and he said to me, God, guard your heart. This is what he said: guard your heart. Remember, look at your heart. The time you spend in God's word is a reflection on the condition of your heart. So that's basically what I had to do. I had to concentrate on my heart, what the Holy Spirit was saying to it, and in God's word. Now then, and God says to me, do you easily get upset? If you hear gossip, do you stay silent or spread it? What thoughts are you entertaining? I have a list here of thoughts, and selfishness, jealousy, greed, discontentment, strife, fear, anger, worry, unforgiveness, bitterness, self-pity, lust, addictions, excessive debt, laziness. The Lord looks at your heart. I am not looking at your outward appearance, he tells me. Do not neglect your character. I want to look at your heart. Wanting to look at your heart in appearance is great, but do not dwell on it. Because this is a crazy man's world. The Lord looks at the condition of your heart. So that's basically what he's saying. I want you to see things my way, so act accordingly. Guard your heart with the word of God. I tell you, it is a reflection of your heart, spending time in the word. Spend time in the word, spend time in the word, spend time in the word. So he's literally giving me an order here. And that's how you build your heart up, with the word of God. And that's what God's most important thing, main thing, is what he's saying. And he's also told me, my word comes from my mouth like rain and snow. It will not come back to me without results. It will accomplish whatever I want it to and achieve whatever I sent it to do. I have given you two ears to listen to me, so listen. Do not bury your righteousness. I want you to be outspoken about my faithfulness and my salvation. Now that was giving me quite some order, I felt there. And I wrote that in a matter of 10 minutes, I think. And then when I read it back again to myself, I thought, I couldn't even remember writing it. I thought, well, you know, it just sort of flowed. So, well, that's what I wanted to share with you. I hope everybody's understood it, because I got a bit complicated halfway through. Thank you.